The council's final budget held fairly close to Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker's proposal. With the help of last year's property tax increase, city employees will get a 3% pay increase, and a chunk of the city's maintenance backlog will be addressed. Salt Lake City District 2 Councilman Kyle LaMalfa.
All of our most important divisions are fully intact and moving forward with the same level of quality.
But instead of cutting funding for all public fireworks shows in the city to improve air quality, as the mayor intended in his budget proposal, LaMalfa says the council funded the approximately $40,000 celebrations, but agreed to nix the displays if the air surpasses a certain pollution threshold.
We're going to know a few days in advance if the air quality is getting worse, and if on that day it's really bad, we're not going to contribute to the worsening of the pollution.
In addition, Mayor Becker proposed closing down Fire Station 9 near the Salt Lake City International Airport and reassigning those employees, as it only averages about 2 calls per day. Again, Councilman LaMalfa.
The council decided to go in a different direction and keep Fire Station 9 open and make sure that we have an equivalent level of service or an equitable level of service across the city, whether you're far on the east side or far on the west side, you're going to have a fire engine that's going to respond quickly to your emergency.
The $220 million plus budget also includes additional money for homeless services, including expanding hours at the Wiegand Center and a new program that pays homeless people to pick up trash on city streets. Whitney Evans, KUER News.